Father, and we just step into your throne of grace. Yes. We glorify you.
Yes.
We worship you. We praise your name, and yes, we thank you for destiny. Mm. We thank you for this cosmic shift that is upon this realm. We thank you for our bench, the bench of three, glory, the God's wild bench of three, that yes, you have accelerated
thank you
us.
Thank you.
You have ministered to our hearts.
Hallelujah.
You have
holy,
you have holy brought worship and praise mm to yourself through us.
Yes.
Yeah. You have given us every advantage, every good and perfect gift from above. And we just take this opportunity to praise you,
yes,
to worship
yes
you,
glory,
and
glory,
to glorify you.
Holy,
hallelujah.
Holy, holy.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory, 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 thank
you,
glory.
Thank you.
Aren't we blessed?
We are so blessed.
Beyond measure,
that's beyond so good. Measure.
We are so blessed. We're so privileged. We are so just enwrapped with the love of Father,
mm,
with the love of Mother, with the love of Yeshua, our elder brother. We are engulfed with your presence,
mm,
here in every dimension, in every realm. Throughout all of creation, we are so blessed.
Blessed.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. We bless because he loves us mm so much. He has given us more than we can even begin to imagine we are worth. But we are worth so much to him. Mm. And all we want to say is thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
Abba.
Thank you for pouring your love onto us, for giving us an elder brother who gave up everything for us.
Mm.
We are so grateful. We are so thankful. We feel so privileged right now.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for the love that just cascades over and over and over into our lives, through us, in us, never ending, with grace that sweetens it. Oh my gosh. So, so beautiful.
Bosso do so creamy be canadata salatama. Mihrama bocunuto so creamy be caratalata. Bassa cramma bocunuto so hirini beeramabo. Bosso cramma peela tamata bot. More of you, imadasa cranna tear. More of you, sarata halababo. Horababalachniti sahrama bocunibi itisalata. Bassa cramma bocunuti iranamabot.
Whoa!
Whoa!
It's getting hot in here, ladies.
You feel the glory?
Yes.
Oh, it's getting thick.
Yes. So, what has been impressing upon my heart, and I've been talking to the ladies about this, is what Mother had shown me, Holy Spirit, in our three scrolls of purpose. Our three scrolls of purpose, and what I was shown by Papa was, we have multiple scrolls. I mean, many, many scrolls. Even within our scrolls of purpose, we have many, many scrolls. But the larger picture, and Papa has always given me the ability to see the larger picture, the greater scheme, the greater plan that we may work from that will help people have a deeper understanding about who we are, what we were created to do, and the things we were created to administrate over. And so these three scrolls of purpose are, one, our earthly scroll of purpose, two, our heavenly scroll of purpose, and three, our eternal scroll of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to discuss these three scrolls specifically, though, we'll probably spend more time on the heavenly scroll, because I believe that scroll is a scroll that is, many of us are close to that or upon that right now and don't really have an understanding what that scroll is all about. If I were to say, are you fulfilling your earthly scroll? Most people would say, oh yeah, of course, I feel like, or either you know you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing on earth, or you are doing what you're supposed to be on earth, or you're seeking what you're supposed to be doing on earth. You have an understanding of that. When I say to folks, what does eternal scroll mean? Most people know, oh, well, that means I'm going to be doing something for eternity, right? And it never ends. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. That's what that's about. But when I talk about heavenly scroll, that's where folks are kind of like, well, that's where we, I guess, go to heaven. And then mm-hmm. from heaven, those, I guess, who go by way of the grave, they just hang out in heaven and, you know, maybe that's what that's all about. So I want to go more in depth into our heavenly scroll. But first, let's just talk about our earthly scroll and eternal scroll. And then let's end up on the heavenly scroll. How about that? So let's talk about our earthly scroll in terms of, when I say earthly scroll, what do you ladies think about that? What do you think people may perceive about an earthly scroll?
First, I want to say I've talked to a number of people and they say, I have no idea what my earthly scroll is. I'm just going from day to day, working my job. I guess that's my earthly scroll. But I think we have been put here on the earth for more than just raising a family and doing your little 9-to-5 job or 8-to-4 job. And so when you have a dream, or when you have a vision, or when you were little and there was this desire within you to do something greater that you really felt you didn't have the capability to do, that was Yahweh saying to us, Papa saying to you, this is what I want you to do for your life. So sometimes we have to go back and re-examine our deepest desires of what we want to do to help humanity, to further the kingdom here on the earth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you discover that you have a gift or talents to be able to do that, and you begin to walk that out, oh, doors open for you. And then you begin to realize, okay, this is my earthly scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I'm in agreement with that. And it is attached to what we have begun to dream about, what we are drawn to. Mm-hmm. Even when we're in high school or we're transitioning into college, there are things that are stirring in us as we're younger. And we are formulating a direction
yes.
that we feel drawn to go in, or we're formulating a direction that we feel we're good at something.
Right.
And that is part of our earthly scroll.
Yeah. What Yeshua began to talk to me about is, actually, you know, I say Yeshua, Papa, I have conversations with all three, but we've been back and forth between Yeshua and Papa about what it means to live in the world and not of it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is absolutely part of our earthly scroll. And I believe that there is a greater understanding that's coming with that. But what I want to say right now is what Papa told me. I don't know about you all, but I'm done with sin. Okay, can I get a hallelujah for that? Can I get a hallelujah? Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
I think all of us, even when we don't want to acknowledge it, yeah, we're done.
But here's the thing. Are Christians really done with it? Why is sin still around? Sin is still around because it's our Christian's fault. It's our fault.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call myself a Christian. We don't call ourselves Christians. We're believers in the way. But whether it's a believer in the way or a Christian, sin is around because we need to tap into a greater understanding of what it means to govern over time.
Mm-hmm.
When time is eradicated, sin is no more. When sin is eradicated, time is no more. So we have to understand that we are the ones that are dictating how long sin is to flourish. And what Papa was telling me, I may sound passionate about this because I am, but what he's telling me is, Nina, so many people have a perception, and even when they say they love me and they know me, they're okay with just living on the planet. Their goal is to get married. Their goal is to have children. Their goal is to have a great job, to build their businesses, and then die by way of the grave and go to heaven. This, I'm not saying that's horrible, okay? But that doesn't eradicate sin. You make your impact upon the planet, but it is a little impact. And I want people to understand the times and seasons that we're in. There's a major, major, major shift that is taking place. And Father is looking for those who are wanting to make more than just a little impact. In other words, I'm not just going to come to this earth in this earth suit to just live a life upon this planet without understanding who I really am in Father and what He has called for me to do a greater purpose. So here's what I want to say, and I hope everybody's listening very closely. If your dream is your earthly scroll and your mind only sees as far as your earthly scroll, that's all you're going to get is your earthly scroll. It will be... You won't have in your vision and in your future your heavenly scroll or your eternal scroll, because Father won't be able to tap into your neurological pathways and implant with you a vision that is so broad, so far beyond what you could ever imagine or think, because you stop at your earthly scroll and what you're supposed to be on this planet. And right now, Papa is looking for sons, looking for individuals who are willing to envision, to dream, to use their sanctified imagination and go beyond their earthly scroll. Like, for example, if your earthly scroll is to build a business, okay, and you have that business aptitude, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. Begin to stretch your mind and open your mind and say, after I do what I'm supposed to do and build this business upon this earth, how can I see that translating into a heavenly scroll, building a bit, using the gifts and talents that Papa has given me in the heavens to implement what He has given me. Because every scroll builds upon the other. Your earthly scroll and the things that you've been given to do is just a building block for your heavenly scroll and the things that you're given to do, which is a building block for your eternal scroll and the things that you're given to do. That's why Mother gave me the term scrolls of purpose. They are specifically a purpose and a work that you're supposed to do. Right now, right. Ruthie and Mary, we talk about this all the time. Given an example of an earthly scroll that can then be applied in the heavenly scroll.
Okay, I'm gonna just think about you as a contractor. You're a builder. You organize people. You organize structures. You draw plans for buildings, for communities, and then you build out that community. And once the actual physical structure is done, you bring people into that community to function within the businesses within the community.
Right.
Now, that may be your earthly scroll. Now, take that a step further into your heavenly scroll. Building out communities, bringing people together. We know that there are beings out there that are different from us. So as a builder, as a community developer, your heavenly scroll could be to bring all the different entities together in community, in harmony, to work together, building up that community for greater kingdom purposes.
That's powerful.
That's really good. That is really, really good.
Yeah. So what we want you all to envision and to get a grasp upon. And I am telling you specifically that Papa has revealed this to me because he is looking for his sons to believe in something greater than what they can see. Not just say, okay, on this earth, I'm going to do this or that, and then set their goal on that. Let's say, for example, okay, let's talk about money. There are some people who are really good with money. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true.
They bring wealth to them. They, mm-hmm. they have a Midas touch, if you will, yeah, whatever right. they touch turns to gold. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to a group of guys, young guys, sons, and I said, this is great. Okay. How do you see that working out in a heavenly scroll? Okay. What is the currency of heaven? What is the currency of eternity? Now, when you start asking questions like that, mm-hmm. and how can the monetary currency that we have now and the gold and the silver, how does it translate and transform into the currency that we'll have in heaven and the currency that we'll have in eternity? Because the Bible clearly says that what we see here is what? But a shadow. It's but a dark picture. It's but a shadow. But it is a shadow, which means there is a greater.
That's right.
Beyond it.
Yes.
There is a greater beyond it. Mm-hmm. And what we want to encourage folks to do for your earthly scroll, I believe, as Mary and Ruthie were talking about, just something Mary was talking about, it, something in your gut, just something that you just, it just comes out of you naturally. You're just good at it. And ask Papa, what am I to do here on earth? See, earth is a learning ground.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a training ground, yes. is what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like everything you need to know, you learned in kindergarten. So this would be like kindergarten. Everything you're going to need within the heavens, you're learning right here.
You're learning on earth.
So a good idea would be to get a piece of paper. I'm about pen and paper. And write down all the skills you have, the things you have done to build those skills, to learn. Because what you're going to do is you're going to use those in your heavenly scroll. It will be accelerated. It will be expanded. But you're going to use those to administrate your heavenly scroll.
Mm-hmm. And the responsibility and the way in which you administrate your earthly scroll will give Papa then the permission to give himself to give you more, right? So you are a good steward on the earth. You can be a good steward in heaven, and you can be a good steward in eternity.
But there's also a mindset that needs to come with this. There are many of us at different times in our lives that had to work to support the family. So we took on the work. It wasn't necessarily work we dreamed about when we were in high school, but we took on that job or that work because that was the thing to do to support the family. That is diligence. That is honor. That's also obedience. And within that, maybe outside of that, there was an opportunity to serve where there was a passion. I had a passion when I came to Florida to really engage with what was going on in the church. And I had a passion for the children and the teenagers and setting things up and working with them and having creative things and play happen in order to develop their thinking, in order to develop their heart's desire for the Lord. That is part of my earthly scroll. It did not get unfolded necessarily at the job that I was doing, although my skills in management were sharpened when I was in that particular place, when I worked at the law firm, the things that I had to do there to help manage the law firm. That was still a skill set that I also brought into this other place that I had a passion for. So that, just want to illuminate people in terms of what they're thinking, what they may be sensing in themselves, and it's in a lot of different places in our lives. And then that earthly scroll, as it unfolds, well, in the heavenly realm, there may be a situation or there may be a project or there may be, yes, a contractor is got the gift of building, but then someone like myself comes alongside and I've been sent to help you. Here are the things that I will manage for you as you strategize this. And then there are families coming alongside. Oh, here's what we can do with the children. Why don't we gather together and set this up? That kind of thing. So Nina's right. Expanding your mind beyond what you have seen here on earth into what can unfold as a result also of talking with Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah. You are learning the skill set, what I want to say, what Mary's saying. And I want to encourage everybody, whatever you're doing, we're not talking about having to be president of the United States right. or someone, you know, even if you are, I don't know, a garbage collector. If you do that job with excellence and you have a great attitude, you do the job like with, you go beyond, you make sure and you're considerate, whatever those skills are that you're learning.
And mm-hmm. character building.
Yeah, mm-hmm. come
with
on.
The skills.
Yes.
Character building, leadership
Glory.
Skills. With that is going to take you far because you are exemplifying the character of the Father.
Come on.
And that's what he's looking for.
That's and he it. Can that's take so someone who's a garbage collector and their earthly scroll, let's just say, and it has such an impact on the earth. And who knows what position they'll take in their heavenly scroll because they've been faithful with the position or whatever they have been given
right.
to Papa's will for them, mm-hmm. his perfect will. Then they get whatever position it is that they're going to get that could far surpass someone who's a CEO on the earth, but they do it with a nasty attitude, their character, they do things that are illegal or they right. just have a
they're just pursuing the money.
They're not kind, they're mm-hmm. in it. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In other words, heaven's economy. It's just coming to me right now. Heaven's economy doesn't work on earthly rules.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But as long as we are doing what we are called to do on the earth, every reward will be given in heaven's economy. Mm-hmm. Every reward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I say something about your garbage collector? Your garbage collector ensures that the community is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh has planets that need to be cleaned up. Maybe not trash like we think about, but because that person has built within themselves a characteristics to see things change and to see things cleaned,
yes.
Yahweh can say, okay, I'm going to take you in this area and I need this place cleaned up. They are beings that shouldn't be here, but because you know how to work with people, you know how to clean up messes, I am giving you this authority. Here are all the workers that you're going to work with.
Come on.
And your job is now clean up this whole planet. Or maybe it's a whole solar system. It all depends how much you have developed within your own character
yes.
to the point where you are willing and able and obedient to let Yahweh give you your next responsibility.
You know, that comes also into the concept of what God creates is full of glory and beauty. And I was just thinking of my friends who do lawn work and mm-hmm. gardening and landscaping.
Yeah. Oh my
There's
goodness.
A skill set with that. It is hard work,
yes.
especially here in Florida.
Yeah.
With all the heat and everything. But the diligence and the discipline involved with tackling things, not being afraid to tackle something that may be hard and dirty, and then crafting it, creating
right.
something beautiful. And then the maintenance involved, because
yes.
lawns grow pretty quickly
yes.
here in Florida, the maintenance involved and not shirking the duty involved to keeping and maintaining and making sure it's all growing well and well maintained.
Yeah.
That in and of itself has attributes that then translate into the heavenly scroll.
Glory. Yeah. Papa says, be faithful in the little and I will give you much.
Yes.
Be faithful in the little and I will give you much.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I want to distinguish between the heavenly scroll and eternal scroll. Heavenly and eternal because I think it's something that needs to be distinguished. This is the revelation that I have received. And hey, you can either take it or leave it, but I think it's pretty awesome. The distinguishing factor between the heavenly scroll and the eternal scroll is that Once sin is eradicated, we participate, we're co-laborers with Father to eradicate sin everywhere where it exists in all of creation and everywhere else, if it's in any other realm. Mm-hmm. Once that is done, remember, time is no more, time ends, and then all get to step into our eternal scroll. And together, we're going to have the greatest blast ever known to any being in existence for eternity, over and over and over, and glory and glory and glory. That's like fun. Let's just be honest. This earthly scroll, oh my goodness, can it be a, it can be a doozy sometimes. Oh, yeah. It's rough. It's tough, yeah. Okay? Everybody's not just you know, tipping through the tulips on their earthly scroll. There's conflict. There's relational problems. There's character issues. There's growing up that we have to do. There's going to the courts and cleansing out our autosomes. And all of these things, though, are in preparation for us to step into our heavenly scroll. And our heavenly scroll is working on eradicating evil, sin, which means even those who are passed by way of the grave, they're in the cloud of the witnesses. They're helping those and collaborating with those on the earth to do what? Eradicate sin, to help them fulfill their destiny scroll so they can step into their heavenly scroll and eradicate sin. So our eternal scroll is all about fun and growing in glory to glory. But let's talk about our heavenly scroll. It's really what I want to get to, because I think when we talk about heaven, what do people think usually?
Clouds,
harps.
They have a mansion and a robe and some fancy shoes.
And a big garden.
You know, like the song says, a garden and a little shelf in their mansion where they can put their crown. And that's it. That's what they think.
That's what
We're going to sit at the banquet table and we're going to eat all this stuff.
Right. We're just going to have a never-ending dinner. That's what a lot of us have thought, and that's what I still find some people think when they're dialoguing with me and we're having a conversation. But it's way, way more than that.
Oh, and they look at heaven as just, I get to rest. Like, I finally get to rest from my labors and, you know.
Take it easy.
When the work is just getting started.
Yahweh is saying, what labors? That little bit you did?
You're just getting started.
So heaven can be heaven, where folks go who pass by way of the grave, but it can also have several different other
aspects to it.
There's other places that are heaven as well. Heaven is the cosmos. Heaven is above us. Heaven is the realm above us. Heaven, there's several layers of heaven in the kingdom, right? The kingdom of heaven. Heaven of heavens. Heaven means a lot of things. And I believe Father right now during this shift is going to reveal more and more what heaven means. And in heaven, there are many different dimensions. There's many different realms. Heaven is vast. Heaven is wide. But one thing we know that's still remains, there is still sin.
Yes.
There is still sin in the heavens of the cosmos that is affecting the beings everywhere. Alien beings, we call them alien beings, but really all aliens are created. Every being is created by Papa. Some have just chosen to sin. Some have not.
Chosen to go with Lucifer.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
And we look alien to them.
Correct. We do. We look just as strange to them as they look strange to us. But as stewards, Papa said, be fruitful and multiply and govern over all creation, administrate over all creation. That means everything that's under the purview of man upon this earth, Papa, because we have the HaShadosh HaKodesh, the Trinity living on the inside of us, they said, we have given you the power to clean up the spilled milk, right? You allow the milk to come in. Mm-hmm. That means you allowed sin to come in. It entered into this realm and then began to spread throughout. Lucifer not only traded with us, and he began to trade. That one trade opened up the door. It immediately changed the atmosphere of this realm.
That's right.
Where immediately delusion could come,
and pollution,
illness,
corruption.
Sickness, disease, corruption, ignorance, stupidity. Mm-hmm. I mean,
savagery,
murder. I could go on and on, was introduced into this realm. And Papa's saying, I want you all to help me clean up this mess that you brought in. I already told you. Mm-hmm. Here's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? Mm-hmm. And then here's the tree of life. Pick the tree of life. Mm-hmm. You pick the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which means you're going to have to clean up this mess. But he doesn't leave us alone. No. And he doesn't leave us without tools to do it. Mm-hmm. But he says, I'm telling you, everyone who's under the sound of our voice, he is calling you to step up to the plate. He needs you to get a greater vision as to what he's given humanity to do. Mm-hmm. And don't just look at the earth and what we're doing at the earth. Listen to all these. A lot of times you go to church, it's all about, Father, help us. Help us human beings. Help us. We need to have world peace and we need to have this and that. Not even understanding that if we were to open our view and our vision to see that we actually need to assist and help those aliens and beings that are in the cosmos and beyond, and by doing that, we will help ourselves on the earth because we're doing what Father has called us to do. We're shortening the timeline because we're helping to eradicate sin. And I'm not talking about pushing it back. I'm talking about completely eradicate sin. And in doing so, helping our neighbor, helping those we're supposed to administrate over, being good stewards over what Papa has given us, in turn, we will then clean this earth and eradicate it of sin. So
taking out all the evil and all the intention of evil at the same time.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. That is right. This is really exciting. And I know this is... you may or may not heard this before, but what Papa has shown me is there are alien beings on foreign planets who need our help. And guess what, folks? We, as a species, are the only ones that can do it.
Yeah, that's an amazing responsibility. That is huge.
Yes.
This is the call we have to respond to creation. Creation is groaning for the sons to take their place and their position and to do what we are created to do.
And this gives us the chance to do the greater works than Yeshua did. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that just came to me. When we step out into our heavenly scrolls, which means engaging in the cosmos, in the gifts and talents and skills that Papa has given us, we then will be able to exhibit the greater works than these. You know, when Yeshua came to the earth, he was basically just dealing with the earth. He was just trying to get people to wake up mm-hmm. to say there's a totally different way of thinking about who Father is. Mm-hmm. When you look at me, you look at the Father. There's a whole different way of thinking about who Mother is, right? Mm-hmm. But he was focused basically on the earth. He didn't really say much about the cosmos. The greater works than these. Oh, come on, y'all. I'm telling you, Yeshua he's just telling me this right now. This is amazing. Is the works that we're going to do in the cosmos for all of the beings that are there. We're going to be manifesting. We're going to be creating. We're going to be helping to build up destroyed civilizations. We're going to be equipping them for the great culmination of the battle between good and evil, where we know what's going to happen in the end.
Well, we're also going to be healing. We're going to be a healing force because the highest frequency is love.
Yes.
And love heals. And that is what we have to step into. The other thing is we need to believe what he said. He said, greater works than these shall you do. We need to believe that and we need to step into it. And it is incredibly exciting.
So we have to begin right now healing ourselves, raising our frequency. We've done a podcast on frequency. You can go back and listen. But raising our own frequency, helping the frequencies around us, talking to the plants. You think I'm crazy?
No.
Talking to the plants so that their frequency can be raised.
Yes.
Talking to the birds, talking to the weather.
That's scientific.
To change the frequency in the air, like radio waves.
Yeah.
We know they're radio waves. They're all around us. We can't see them. But creation is dying because the frequency is being lowered and lowered and lowered. When sin is gone,
come on,
everybody's frequency will be through the roof.
Woo! Glory!
The frequency of planet Earth. You know, I was just looking at this stuff. Oh, everybody's going to Mars and, you know, all these holes, and it's almost like there was a war there and now there's no plants. Can you imagine that is on multiple worlds and planets all through the cosmos, that now we have a responsibility not to send a little spaceship to check it out, but to go there and fix it with the gifts and talents that we have developed right here on the Earth.
Oh my goodness, that's so good.
We have to start now. We have to start dreaming his dreams.
Yes.
We have to start becoming his dream that he dreamed.
Right.
He dreamed of us. He created us. We have to unlock that imagination, step through it, and step into our assignments and get excited.
Yeah.
Get excited about the vast opportunity that we have that is way beyond what we began thinking of when we were in school.
So in this great battle, everybody talks about the great battle between good and evil.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It is going to culminate to this sort of kind of war that's going to take place, but we already know who wins. We
that's
win.
Right.
It's not going
right.
to be a battle. In other words, we will obliterate sin. But we must witness to those, evangelize to those beings that are out in the cosmos. We must let them know, I believe there are beings out in the cosmos that don't know who Yeshua is, that don't understand. They think that Lucifer is their maker. Lucifer has convinced them that he is the one that created them, which we all know it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know it's true, and they need to see an embodiment of HaShalish HaKodesh.
Right.
When we go to minister to them, we will be going to heal. We will be going to help build systems, to help restore, to talk about what's happened in their civilizations, to let them know about our daddy, right? And we will shine and we will emanate. Now let's get down to some, you know, nitty gritty. How does that work? Because this may seem a little too esoteric to people.
I was just going to say, we're also going to be ambassadors of love.
Yes.
We have a desire. We have so many people who have the great desire to give out the gospel, to be the ambassadors of love. It's not just on this earth.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah.
So continue with that passion. Continue with that desire to move forward with it and step into what the Lord, the Father, HaShalosh HaKodesh, wants to reveal about the greater step that we need to take. It's natural to follow through on that.
That is so good. If we keep living like all there is to live for is this planet, planet Earth, the whole redemption plan and eradicating sin will stay around longer and longer and longer. And like I said in the beginning, I don't know about you all, but I am done with sin. I mean, I'm kind of like, I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with everybody, all of us just walking around like things are normal. When sin is ravishing, it's murdering kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is drinking kids' blood. It is, I mean, raping, the manipulation and control of systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just happening on the earth. It is happening all over the cosmos. Alien children, babies getting abducted, abused. I mean, what is down here on the earth is just an example of what is in the entire cosmos. And we as human beings have got to wake up. Let me tell you something. The governments are already revealing. In fact, Trump just revealed a whole bunch of classified, declassified information of aliens that the government all along has been working with aliens, at least working with their metals, there's an article that just came out a few days ago about having understand there's alien technology that makes things invisible, that when things crumple, it can immediately fold back into its original position, which means it's basically indestructible. Okay. All types of things like this, including alien beings. There's many military officials that are talking about aliens. This stuff is being revealed. But here's the issue. If we aren't tapping into the heart of the Father as to what we're supposed to be doing, we're just listening to people who may not know Father's heart or may already have made deals with evil beings, evil mm-hmm. aliens. Mm-hmm. These are not demons, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people in religious communities, they think that there's no such thing as aliens, that they're actually demons. Demons are disembodied spirits, okay? They need a body mm-hmm. to possess, to do something on the planet. Aliens have bodies, all right? So that's the difference. And aliens are made by Father, okay? He keeps creating and making.
We call them aliens because they're unfamiliar to us. And that's a term that we've adopted. They are other beings.
That's true.
They are other beings that Father has created.
Yeah.
And so that's a broader term in order to look at it. We may not be familiar with the appearance of these beings, but we will become familiar as we follow through on the assignment he has given us. That means each one of us have a spot and a position.
Mm.
We get into that place and we stay in our position and do what he tells us to do.
Yeah.
And love the way he tells us to love.
Yeah.
But you know, you're only going to be able to step in that position when you say to Papa, okay, I'm ready. Show me what I need to do next. Show me the next step. Because he's not going to show you the whole plan or lay it out. You've got to be obedient and you've got to be ready to take up your assignment. You've got to step in there and say, okay, I've done the first thing that I've seen on my scroll. And ask him to show it to you. And then once you've completed that, then he'll show you the next step.
What it is also is that we need to be willing. We need to step up and say, this is vast for me. Mm-hmm. I've not heard this before. I am willing to receive greater revelation from you. Mm-hmm. I am willing to make a paradigm shift. I'm willing to lay down what I've known in order to learn what you know. And if you have hesitation, and if you're finding yourself, you know, feeling some things, getting a knot in your stomach, then say to him, I'm willing to be willing to move forward.
So
and you
him.
Will.
So here's some of the things that Yeshua has been showing me about that very process, Mary, is he has told me that the reason why people are so focused on this dream, just like you have the American dream, you've got the earthly dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is because we're too tethered. And this is particularly in wealthy countries or people where they're not really stressed financially. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about third world countries. It's a totally different perspective over there. And I believe Papa's going to use them in an amazing way.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, you know, I really don't have much on this earth. And they have fulfilled their earthly scroll, whatever it was, to the best of their ability and are willing to step into their heavenly scroll. In fact, I'm going to tell you this. I believe some people, and the younger the generations are getting, they will actually not be on the earth that long before they start to engage in their heavenly scroll. Because this stuff needs to happen. Like,
yeah,
Papa
agree.
Wants
yeah.
to eradicate
yes.
sin.
Yes.
My question is, how long do you want the earth to continue in sin? How long? How much longer do we want the earth to continue in sin? Okay?
How long are we going to avoid partnering up with him to take care of this?
Yeah. So I believe that what Yeshua is telling me, living in the world and not of it, want to have a discussion about this, about untethering. He told me too many people, Christians, sons, are tethered to this planet. Okay? You would be surprised. I want to challenge everyone who is listening to what I'm saying right now to go to Papa and say, what am I tethered to on this planet? Tethering to this planet will prevent you from stepping into the fullness of your heavenly scroll.
That's right.
And when we're talking about stepping into the heavenly scroll, we're not talking about by way of the grave. We're talking about stepping into your transfigured body. I say stepping into your heavenly scroll with your transfigured body to do the things that you need to do in the heavens. Now, that may not be the only way that happens. You can engage in your heavenly scroll while you're on earth, okay? And you're stepping in and out, body, soul, and spirit into the cosmos, or you're stepping out soul and spirit into the cosmos, or you're translated, you're physically translated for a work that's in the cosmos, which means you are not on the earth, but you're in the cosmos engaging with what's to be done in the cosmos. You're in heaven, you know, you're in the heavens and you're doing the work that needs to be done. But the reason why you don't see that now more and more is because if Yeshua were to show up in your bedroom tonight as you sleep and tapped on you and woke you up and said, you know what? I want to take you. I have a work for you. I want to take you. The question I have for you is, or would you be ready to go? Is there something on the earth that would bind you here where you couldn't go? Okay. Now, I've had a conversation with Papa about this, and he told me specifically, Nina, there are some dreams that you have that you need to let go of. What I have for you is so much greater. But I cannot show you the more unless you untether yourself from the dreams, the earthly dreams that you have made. You can get tethered to this earth through dreams. You can get tethered through this earth through, of course, the things that most people think about, money and things. You can be tethered to this earth through relationships. You can be tethered to this earth through emotions. Right. An emotion that stirred up in you from a certain situation that binds you to this earth, that doesn't allow Papa to get through you to your soul, to give your mind the possibility that you can do more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here is the secret. When you untether, you trust. It's a combination of untethering and trusting, untethering and trusting. You're trusting Papa for what looks like the impossible, but it's really possible. But you're allowing him to stretch you beyond to say, I am willing and I am open to do whatever you want me to do, because I will untether from anything in this world that could prevent me from walking out my heavenly scroll of purpose.
Now, what you are talking about is a greater love. A greater love that we may not have tapped into yet. So if Yeshua shows up and says, I want to take you, you will want to say yes, as you have sown in and grown in intimacy into the heart of HaShalosh HaKodesh. Now, what does that mean? They are in relationship. God is about relationships. He created us for relationship. They are in a never-ending relationship, which we will see more and more of as we engage. However, that does not mean you suddenly turn around and cut yourself off from relationships. It means
earthly
that
relationships.
Earthly relationships. Yes. No.
With family and friends and things
right.
like that.
We have all, many of us have had an opportunity to engage in some deep relationships that are very meaningful. But these deep relationships are also a reflection of the heart of Yahweh. So in terms of untethering means being willing to trust, untether and trust, as Nina said, in order to discover and experience the greater love. We would do this for the greater love of those we love. Because what we do when we engage with our heavenly scroll, we do change timelines and we do change what's going to happen on the earth and what is happening on the earth. And it's for their good.
Mm-hmm.
It is for them to also have the opportunity to have this revelation and many more revelations, for them to discover that they can untether in this earthbound way, this human way that we have had experiences with, and engage in the kingdom realm way, the Father's heart way,
yeah.
which is greater love.
Yeah. You.
So going back to what Nina said, tying it in with what Mary said about love. When somebody comes to you and they need a couch, and you have three couches in your house, and Papa says to you, why don't you give them one couch?
Yeah.
He's helping you to untether from the stuff that you have. It's like Yeshua said, if somebody has a coat, you give him your coat and you say, take my cloak as well. It's getting rid of the stuff that you are so tied to. Stuff like, well, you know, I really need that extra set of pots and pans. What if people come over and I've got to fix more food? I've only got three sets. Give me a break. How much food can you cook with three sets of pots? Somebody needs a set of pots. Their house just burnt down. And so Papa says, why don't you give them a couch and this extra bed in the guest room that nobody comes to visit?
And if they do come, put a blow-up mattress in there. It'll be okay. They're not going to stay long. Give stuff away. That will show him that you are obedient. You are beginning to cut yourself loose of the stuff that is tying you to this earth.
That's exactly right, Ruthie. It is for the provision that we can give. Father provides for us. We are made in his image. With someone in need, we can provide for them.
Right.
So we allow the flow of provision, and we are never without.
Through love and through untethering,
yeah, we are never without, mm-hmm, what Father knows we need. So this whole opportunity of being able to be givers.
Not always what you want, but right, what you need.
Yes, that's why I said it that way. But the opportunity to be givers, because God is always giving, and we cannot outgive him, ever.
But see, here's what I'm saying. I'm not telling people that they need to go around and say, you need to give up this, you need to give up that. I'm saying have a conversation with Father about what you're, about what he wants. Say, just say, Father, is there anything on, I challenge you, Father, what is there anything on this planet I'm tethered to? I guarantee you,
he will show you.
I'm telling you, I didn't think I was tethered to anything. Look, I had to move out of my place. I had an apartment. I had so much nice stuff in it. These ladies know. The realm of that place was heavenly.
Yes.
When you stepped in that apartment, it was like the kingdom was there. And when Papa told me, I want you to sign a 9-month lease and you're moving at the end of the year, I was like, okay. Little did I know that part of that process would be giving up and selling everything that I had. And I had to come to grips with whether or not I was tethered to that place, to the atmosphere, to those things, or if I was willing to trust, untether, and trust for something greater. Let me tell you something. Papa says, whatever I tell you to untether from, you must believe and do not doubt, you will be tethered into something greater.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I'm glad you said that. I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
The untethering may initially feel like a loss or a giving up to the soul.
Yeah.
But our spirit already knows that we are tethered into something greater, and that's the way to get it.
Some of you, Papa has on your heavenly scroll to work in the cosmos, not on earth. You've done what you've done on earth, and it's your time to step into the cosmos, whether it be a transfiguration, whether it be a translation like Elijah, like Enosh, and your work is then to work in the cosmos to make even greater, I don't even say restore, but make even greater the original purpose and intention of Papa in this realm called creation. And let's think even beyond.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Beyond, beyond.
Yes. Beyond, beyond, beyond.
What does that look like?
Who knows? But it'd be so much fun to dream. So, I mean, I'm so excited about this. What about you ladies?
Oh, yes. Absolutely excited.
But you got to be willing to untether. You got to be willing to cut off stuff that, oh man, my great-grandmother passed that down to my grandmother, who gave it to my mother, who now has given it to me. How could I give it away? No, it's time to cut loose.
As he leads us and as he guides us, because he also takes us through this in stages.
Right.
I've begun to do that myself, and I've noticed the transition from before Christmas to after Christmas. And the more I do it, the easier it's getting.
Right.
But I still hold things in stewardship. It's not that I'm dropping the ball.
Right.
And it's not that I'm quitting doing what I have to do in order to untether. No, I've just discovered that I no longer feel tied into needing it in order to live, in order to feel like myself, in order to feel like I have an identity, in order to feel like this is who I am. No, who I am is in the heart of Yahweh, is in the heart of the Father.
And we're not talking about having your head so much into the clouds, you're no earthly good. No, we're saying understanding what your earthly scroll of purpose is, fulfilling that purpose, and understanding then when it's time to step into your heavenly scroll. And what I'm here to say, and what we are here to say, is what we ladies are here to tell you is that you are in the choices and decisions that you make impact the time continuum, the timeline of this planet. And if we had more of us deciding, just getting fed up with sin, mm-hmm. and saying enough is enough, and not being so single-minded and single-focused on this planet, and looking to the bigger administrative responsibility that we have. And if we had a few of us that were like, Papa, I pick me, choose me. The field, you know, the field is ripe, but there the laborers are few. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the cosmos.
Yeah.
He was talking about the realm of creation. We're thinking he's talking about the earth. No. He's talking about the realm of creation.
We think he was talking about the field out there, the wheat was growing.
Yeah, that's really basic.
But it's also understanding our authority.
Yeah.
We can't avoid anymore the responsibility we have and the authority that we have. As you said, the workers are few because we don't understand the authority that he has given us to do this.
Right, right. So I just want to, and we want to encourage everyone to seek the heart of HaShulish HaKodesh. Get a greater vision about your scrolls of purpose. I guarantee you, Papa wants you to know. He doesn't want to hide anything. Now, we're not saying, like Ruthie said earlier, he's not going to throw everything out and show you every single thing, but he wants you to start with untethering and trusting, being faithful in what he's given you on the earth to do until he taps you on the shoulder so that you can prepare and be ready for that tap on the shoulder and say, now I have something greater for you to step in. Will you do it? And you can say yes.
Yes, yes, your heart
That's
is ready.
Good. That is so good. That is so good, Nina.
I think we have to end on that. That's amazing, huh?
Yes.
We just love you all so much.
Oh my gosh, we love you so, so much.
Thank you for staying on this journey with us and untethering right now so that we can all step into our earthly purpose, toward our heavenly purpose, toward our eternal. Oh, my goodness. I'm
glory!
Excited. Yes.
Woo-hoo! Glory.
That's a glory, glory, glory. Yahoo, Yahweh.
Yay. All right, we just love y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day or night or whenever you're listening to this. And this is from
The Bench of Three.